for all of eternity. Football has longed for a man to lead us to the promised land. A man to save your fantasy team and to make long-winded references to movies made two decades ago. That man has arrived. One man. But he's not just a man. He's also a rhino.
We are back. The Hardball Gets AFL show presents the Footy Rhino podcast. Thanks to Mazda for jumping on board yet again. Today, Fenn and I will go through our most intriguing players for the preseason, a crucial time for every fantasy coach. Welcome back to the Footy Rhino podcast. It is 2020. We are back. There was some thought that we may not return.
I can't believe it.
I know.
What's happened?
Well, you know, the people just want more. They just want more. Speaking of wanting more, what more could you want than the game tipping and pick seven next week? It opens. So early, if you register early, Finn.
Yes.
You go in the draw for the early bird prize, thanks to Thirsty Camel.
Good entity, Thirsty Camel.
Yeah, good bottle shop.
Mm.
For a $10,000 sporting travel voucher.
Hello.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, sporting travel voucher.
Yeah, so I guess you can use it to like go to the Super Bowl or like.
That'll get you to half an AFL grand final.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, very expensive. As I said, thanks to Mazda. Today we're going to do our all-intriguing team sort of list of players. I tried to do a team. All intriguing, but I ended up just writing a bunch of names on a page that I'm intrigued by. There's probably too many for us to go through. There's a lot there.
Yep.
You've done no research whatsoever.
I'm super rusty.
And the exciting thing about this year's podcast, because we've got some new equipment, we've got sound drops.
This is good.
We don't have many.
It's good.
We don't have many.
No.
But anytime, I've got the buttons ready. Let's just put it that way.
There's definitely a Fenn button there for sure.
There's a definite Fenn button, okay? We've got a bunch of questions to get to, so we're going to have to move pretty quickly here.
Okay.
So they get bogged down.
All right? Okay.
So
it's hard to get bogged down.
We're recording this on a Thursday.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about. That's okay. Yeah. There it is.
Number one.
I think we'll be using that a lot.
So good.
We're recording this on a Thursday.
Yes.
Before the St Kilda Hawthorn game starts.
I can't believe footy's back. It's crazy.
I'm so excited.
It's like, I know you work in the industry, but it's left field for me. I'm like,
yeah. Okay, it's shocked back. A lot of people.
Got the invites for leagues last week, and I was like, got to do all that. So
Before we start, we should talk. We had our Keeper League lottery last night.
You did, yes.
Well run,
by the way.
Thank you. I'm the commissioner again.
Facebook Live's a beautiful thing.
What was that?
Facebook Live.
Yeah, we Facebook Live down. There was five or six coaches there, which is a pretty good turnout. I had two picks in the top six.
Mm.
We use draftlottery.com, I think it's called, the website that generates it.
Yep.
It's not a fancy way to do it, but it works.
It works.
So I had the fourth and sixth best odds because I had your pick, which was pick six.
Yes.
Those picks moved up to 2 and 4.
Mm. Thank you.
Well, it's an issue for me now because Rao's clearly the number one pick in any keeper league. Anderson is probably the number two pick, you would assume.
Well,
it gets pretty hairy after that. And some of these names we might talk about today, look, the pick four, I'm sitting there going, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, but sometimes in those draft situations, like you just said, your decision's made for you, right?
Well, yeah, it is with one and two. But
yes.
When it comes to four, there's guys like Hayden Young, there's guys like Dylan Stevens, there's guys like Tom Green. There's a long list of dudes. So I'm hoping that over the next week or two, we start to see some of these young guys play and we just get a clearer grasp on whether they're ready, what type of role they're going to play, all that sort of stuff. So
that's what Marsh Cup is for, right?
Yes.
It's for to see how people with niggles have gone,
yep.
It's to see how kids are gone, and just to make sure the guys you are spending big money on are actually worth the investment.
Yeah, they're worth the money.
Yep.
Very
important time of year.
Who should we talk about first? All right, I sort of made this list of basically everybody who I think is relevant to watch. I put Sam Docherty on
the list.
There's
about 400 names on the
list. There's a lot of names on the list, so we'll move through pretty quick. But Sam Docherty, all I need to see from Sam Docherty is that he has two legs.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
But he's too cheaply priced in classic formats and things like that. And if you had him in a keeper league 2 years ago when he did the first knee.
Oh.
You were like, can I hold on to him? What I'll do? And then it happened again. You're like,
well, he's probably been in keepers. He's probably been bandied in trades constantly in the last 2 years. I would have thought.
Yeah.
If you've held him, my God, you deserve a payoff.
Yeah.
Like if you've held Sam Docherty for 2 years, you probably haven't won much, and you really are due. My concern is there's not too many stories of guys coming back off two knees to produce at a really high level.
Yeah, but you don't need to produce him he doesn't need to produce at a high level. Like I think I know you'd love to get what did he used to average? I can't bring his numbers
he's
up.
He's been
right
a 100-point player in the past.
Yeah.
He was on his way to becoming, dare I say it, the greatest fantasy defender we've ever seen.
Oh, he was up there.
Like he was heading to that territory.
Yeah.
Such, you know, I would hope this year, as a bare minimum, you're looking for a 90 from him, right?
He averaged 116 in 2017.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
For a defender.
I think if you can get 90 plus out of him this year, you'd be pretty happy.
Yeah.
But he's already the fifth most popular player in Classic.
Yeah, and you know what? There's some excitement, but we all love him.
Yep.
He's one of our favourites. It's like Tom Mitchell. It's a chance to get one of the all-time great fantasy players for cheap.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're getting a massive discount, and we've seen it before. Everyone's going to have him.
Yeah.
But I just want to see that he's got two legs and that they work.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of young dudes, Lockie Young from Fremantle, because, I mean, the real reason I need to look at him is because I've got pick four. I talked about him briefly. The kid can kick. He's going to play a lot of footy. I've watched a lot of Fremantle training. Him and Caleb Sarong, I would be stunned if they're both not in the round one team.
Yes.
Liam Henry, not so much. He's been dealing with some...
Lockie
Young, yeah. That's what I called him, right?
Mm. So he's from Fremantle, was that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Why?
I just can't find him.
Is it Lockie Young?
I don't think so. I think it might be someone else. Is it Hayden Young?
Hayden Young?
Hayden Young from Fremantle.
Is there a Lockie Young? Start.
Wait. Where's the button? I'm pretty sure it's Hayden Young.
Oh, God.
There is a Lockie Young, though.
Is that Western Bulldogs?
Yeah. Yeah, is that the
guy? Okay, that's what I'm getting. No, yeah, actually, you know what? I really want to talk about Lockie Young.
How many listeners have we lost? Are we going to have to edit this out?
No, we keep it. We don't edit it out. We keep it. That's our thing. Hayden Young.
I actually knew about him. So when he said Lockie Young, I was like, oh, who are you talking about?
Yeah, no, the guy can kick. As I said, I think Liam Henry, out of those three guys, is the one that's probably not going to play super early. He's been banged up a little bit, and he had a knee late last year. So I think the two Fremantle kids, Caleb Sarong, Hayden Young, they're the guys that I'll be watching closely for Fremantle this week. You know what? Let's just stick with the team thing. Rather than go through this best 22, which is a dog's breakfast, because there's really 40 players on
there.
Let's talk about other, maybe Fremantle guys.
Okay.
The other two that need to be watched closely are Sam Sturt.
Yes.
Who's the Fife clone. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Nat Fife, but Fremantle are very, very much in love with this kid. They love him, his versatility. He can take a mark. He's put on a bit of size. He was super skinny when they picked him last year. He's their first pick last year and didn't play. I've got pretty high hopes for him. I don't know from a fantasy perspective if he's going to have much of an impact this year.
Did he do a full season on the Waffle last year?
Not a full, a lot. He played a lot of Waffle footy. Yeah. I think maybe 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
He had a concussion issue, had some other injury issues. They switched him around roles constantly. But I think he's going to play a lot of footy this year. And I think from a sort of salary cap perspective, he's cheap. He's definitely someone you should have on your bench in your forward line. But from a keeper perspective, I'd have him on my radar.
Yep.
The one that everyone talks about is Valenti.
Okay.
Luke Valenti.
Mm.
Tell me what you know about him.
Yes. A lot. Nah. I'm out.
If Luke Valenti, we're in a studio now where we can, there's a glass window.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how I feel about this glass window. I feel like a fish.
If he walked past right now,
yep.
Would you know it was him?
Nope. Is that okay?
He's had lots.
Is he from Norwood? Is he South Australian?
He was the captain of South Australian under 18s.
There you go.
Where's Matthew Pavlich's number? They rate him very highly, this guy.
Well, given now, Pavlich's number, it should be.
Yeah, I've been hesitant because he has had some osteitis pubis stuff going on.
Yep.
But he has ramped up his training in the last couple of weeks. There's some chance he plays in their first Marsh game. He did play in the intra club last week and apparently held his own. So watch this space with Luke Valenti. He's one that I just want to make sure he's got those.
I feel like you can become a genuine source of information for fantasy coaches for the West Coast. I feel like you have been molding into that role, but I feel like you can actually do that.
What are you talking about? I'm serious.
No, because the guys are... So when you listen to some of the podcast things around the country, there's, oh, I've got this guy over here who tells us these insights and those insights about particular clubs. Like the blokes have always got guys down in Tasmania when they're training or whatever. Mm-hmm. You need to be that guy for Fremantle West Coast. Just give us everything you know all the time. All the whispers.
Don't I already do that?
More. I want more.
What is... Haven't we been doing this for all these years? What do you think we're doing here?
Tell me what Fremantle are going to do with their ruck position.
Well, Rory Lobb doesn't want a ruck.
Yes, I understand that.
He really doesn't.
Cool.
I had to interview him the other day and I made a joke about with Darcy being injured. You're going to do some rucking.
That's why I'm asking.
I won't be doing any rucking.
Okay.
So you're not answering my question. Darcy's fine.
Okay.
So Darcy's going to ruck. The shoulder was a precaution. He's going to play. He's going to have all the time he wants.
What's the backup plan?
Lloyd Meek.
Right. I actually know who he is.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's not.
Because I put him on my bench.
Yeah,
my
he's
team.
Not terrible. Okay. He's actually not terrible. So watch this space. The obvious answer is to put Lobb in the ruck. The problem there is he doesn't want a ruck. And the other problem
it's
with
not
that
his
is.
Skill set.
Well, the other it's issue
not
is.
They recruited him.
You've got no Hogan. Yeah. So you kind of need Lobb forward anyway. Yeah. Keep an eye on that one. But Darcy is going to have all the time he needs.
Okay.
And the thing about him is we've been waiting. If he's fit. We've been waiting years, 2-3 years for him to emerge. Yeah. His body's still not perfect, but he's going to have all the time he can get.
If he's fit. This is my concern, right? Fit. So what happens?
If he's not fit?
Meek.
It's Lloyd Meek.
Right.
Yeah.
Go get him, son.
I don't think there's anyone else to talk about. Freo, the sleeper, actually, there's two sleepers with Freo. Deep sleepers.
Ooh.
I'm talking like last round of your draft.
Right, so I didn't know Valenti. I ain't going to know these guys.
No, well, you know Ethan Hughes.
I do know Ethan Hughes.
He's had a really good preseason. I've never been an Ethan Hughes fan. I know for a couple of years
he had a really good patch, though, at one stage.
Yeah, he had that patch that put him really high. His average was like 98 or something because he had two games that were good and got dropped. But he's had a really big preseason. Nat Fyfe said a couple of weeks ago that he thinks he'll finish in the top 10 of their BNF. That's how much he rates him. So interesting. Keep an eye on Ethan Hughes. Late flyer. The other one, who I didn't think was going to play any footy this year, but it sounds like he might, is, where is he? Michael Frederick. Michael Frederick. Just write that name down. If he plays Marsh and he plays well, he might debut at some point this year. Michael Frederick? Fredericks?
Monaro
Frederick?
This is going beautifully. Tell you what, I thought I was going to get more of them today than you.
Wow, that's two for me.
Yeah.
I'm a little dusty. We had a lot of beers at the lottery last night.
A lot of jars.
A lot of beers.
His name, Monaro.
Monaro. Mm. Wow.
Phone's ringing a lot.
Yeah, okay.
We've done one team. This is going
I
well.
I suppose
weren't
the other...
supposed to keep
there's
it
a lot
today?
Of... No, there's a couple of teams that are interesting.
Okay.
Fremantle are one of them.
Yep.
Brett Bewley is the other one. I'm all in on Brett Bewley. I'm all in.
It's got to happen eventually,
monstrous
right?
Monstrous preseason, training the house down, all that stuff, playing in the midfield, on a wing. They need players to fill those wing spots. He's the guy. So target Bewley. The Crows, another team that's got some interesting fantasy guys.
Radelaide.
Yeah. Anyone you want to talk about specifically, Finn?
No, not at the moment. I don't think this is top of the hills, but I don't think Rory Laird's going to be as good as what he was last year.
Really?
He had a pretty inconsistent.
He actually regressed a bit last year.
Yeah. So, I'm certainly going to go back to what he was anyway. I'll put it this way: I won't be investing in him in a fantasy.
Funny
format.
You say that because I did last year and it was kind of painful.
Yeah.
And the team that I've put together so far, I haven't got him in it.
No.
In fact, I've gone sort of cold on him and Jake Lloyd. I don't want to pay. For that kind of production, I'd rather take a risk on a crisp or even go cheaper. Yeah. So, I'm kind of in the same boat with Laird.
Mm.
One to keep an eye on is Tom Doody.
Yes.
Doody.
He had a good year last year.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He played
didn't
one
he?
Game.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He played one game.
That's too all. There's lots of phones and stuff in here. What's going on there?
You have to talk into the mic. Clown.
I'm aware of that.
Shane McAdam, he's playing in their preseason game tomorrow night. He didn't play any senior footy last year. Goal kicker, good for AFL fantasy, probably not for draft leagues. Jordan Gallucci, my man. I've been high on Gallucci for a while. You would know in our fantasy keeper league.
Yes.
I pick him up and drop him every second minute. Honestly, I reckon I picked him up 20 times last year. I just see something in him, and the opportunity that's presented itself at the Crows, no one really knows what they're going to do, what they're going to look like, who's going to get a game. There are so many dudes there who could have significant roles. We're just not sure. I put him in that watch category. Ned McHenry.
I was just about to ask about him, so that's good.
Well, no, you talk about him.
I was going to ask you how he was number one, their first pick last year.
Yeah, if Ned McHenry walked past...
Is this the Carlton pick?
If he walked past now...
Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Because you've got his picture.
Good mullet. No, in all seriousness, is this the Carlton pick? Pick 16.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, is it?
Oh, just keep an eye on
They didn't pick him last year. They picked him the year before.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay. So it's not going to be that
You're
one.
Going really well.
Thank you. Geelong boy.
Yeah. The other guys, Chase Jones. We're all in on Chase Jones, right? Yes. Very excited about Chase Jones. The opportunity is right there for him to just go storming through. The reason I'm finding it hard to find the names is because I jotted them down in position, not in team.
Did you do this about 4 minutes ago?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So good to see.
More than I did 4 minutes ago.
Good to see we're consistent with our prep. Sydney's a very interesting fantasy team this year, particularly for drafts.
Yes.
Who would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm happy to talk about your man all day because I think
Jordan Dawson?
Yeah. He will.
God, I love Jordan Dawson.
I think.
Far out.
The whole Jake Lloyd thing, I'm not going to pay for him, but I will buy this guy all day.
I'm thinking of changing my team name to something to do with Dawson.
Of course you will.
Like Dawson's Creek.
No, I picked him up off my waiver wire in a different league last year after that one game, that first game. Plus, he's a Sturt boy, which is my old man's Sandford club.
Right.
Back in the day, so I was all over him. And I reckon he's going to be very good this year.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm. You know I love him.
Yes, I do.
You know, I could talk about Jordan Dawson all day. The key is finding the next one. The key is finding the next Dawson, the next Lipinski, the guys who jumped last year that we weren't talking about at this time. No one was talking about Jordan Dawson this time last year.
No.
Not even us.
And so they shouldn't be.
But they should have been. This is the thing. Like, Who are these guys? This is the thing that we've really got to look closely at for those Marsh games. The other guys in Sydney who I'm really keen on having a look at, obviously Dylan Stevens, their first-round draft pick. Good information coming out about him over the preseason. Looks like he's in the frame for a round one debut. The days of Sydney not playing their kids are gone.
Yeah.
They're putting it all into these kids now. I think they know where they're at.
Yep.
They know that it's basically Buddy's going to put bums on seats when he plays and they're going to develop the kids. That's it.
Caught his breakage last year, didn't we?
James Rowbottom.
Yeah.
I was high on him last year. You know that. Great name.
I was high on Papley last year. What happened there?
I've got Papley. Papley averaged 80.
Should have been more.
He had a good year.
No. What? I disagree. Not versus his expectations.
What?
No. Nah.
What did you expect going into the season? You thought you thought Tom Papley was going to average more than 80?
Yeah.
Going into the season?
I invested him. I kept him last season on one of my lists.
Really?
I reckon he was going to do more.
And you're disappointed as a forward averaging 80?
Absolutely I was. I was thinking
judge.
Well, you know. Thought I was going to get more.
You like Rowbottom?
What's he averaging this year? Papley.
Papley?
Yep.
I'd be disappointed if he doesn't push it to 85.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, just, you know.
Well, that's
he averaged 77 last year, and that was acceptable.
Wasn't it 79.6? Was it 77?
No, it was 77.
Well, it's okay, well, that is a little low. I would like to see 85. I'd like to see some progression.
Fair enough.
James Rowbottom, I love. Can I say his name again?
Yep.
Rowbottom.
Is that how you're going to say it if you're calling a game?
Rowbottom.
That's right. Mm. Correct. Well played.
And the other guy from there... God, this is a really disorganized list.
That's okay.
Nick Blakey. Now, Nick Blakey, yes, not Connor Blakely.
No, yes.
No, John Blakey's kid.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm.
Former North Melbourne.
Are you just telling me that?
I'm pretty sure.
That's what I do.
No, I'm pretty sure he is actually John Blakey's kid.
Yeah.
I like this kid.
Okay.
The Lizard. They call him.
The Lizard.
Yeah, I love him. I think he's going to be a fantastic football player. The question is he going to be a fantasy guy? And I suppose with a dude that's like a half centre-half forward, he's basically a new hybrid centre-half forward, I would be hoping that his best case scenario is a Nick Revolt. Remember the Revolt version in fantasy where he'd run up and get the possessions on the wing, take a ton
of
marks, kick a couple of goals? That's my hope for Nick Blakey's ceiling in 3 years.
Have you seen him in preseason? Did he put some size on compared to what he was
last
year?
I haven't had a look
year?
Yet. This is something we need to look at. I'm keeping him in our keeper league. This is like
we keep 18 though.
Yeah, we keep 18. That's a lot. But so that's a decision I'm pretty okay with.
You always have to have one of the two of those guys that you've got to take a punt on, I reckon. A genuine investment.
Yeah, long term. And look, some of them don't come off, but I just think there's a lot there. There's a lot there to like. Yep. The other one from Sydney is Will Gould. Will Gould. Mm-hmm. Had you heard of him before I said that name?
Nope.
This is the problem, because I know who these guys are.
Yes.
And we're in the same league. So we're going to have a draft in 15 days.
Yes.
And this is basically your research, just sitting here talking to me.
It's good.
And everyone else in our league can listen to the podcast.
That's not my problem.
It's amazing.
That's your problem.
No wonder I never get any of the players I want.
I also have two coaches in my team.
I should. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just start throwing you guys off the scent.
This guy's going to be really good.
I'd be like, who's going to have a breakout? Tom Hickey. Everything I've seen at West Coast training is that Tom Hickey is going to average 30 disposals.
It might fix your fantasy league standings, but it might not fix your listeners.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's up to you to balance and sort out.
I
feel like a goldfish.
I know. There's a lot of people walking past.
A lot. This is a high traffic area.
Luke Valenti has not walked past yet. No. I can confirm.
I will keep an eye out for him.
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Yeah. Mm. I got some concerns over their actual ladder position this year. I reckon they might miss the eight. Yeah.
Okay. That's something I am doing. I think I was going to do it on this weekend.
Try to pick your ladder?
Yeah.
Before the preseason games?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we're going to do it through work.
Yeah, well, you don't really want the preseason to affect your decisions.
So where do you think they're going to sit?
They'll be around the mark.
But they're going to miss the eight.
Mm, yeah.
What did they finish last year?
As in around the mark, as in around the eight. They made a prelim, didn't they? No, they lost both their finals.
Yeah, they were straight sets. They finished fourth, hey?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, straight sets would be fifth, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If straight sets.
No, if they finished fifth, they would have had to have won their first
final. You have to win to make a prelim.
Yeah, but no, they didn't make a prelim.
So they finished ladder fourth, lost.
Yes.
So you mean after the home and away
season? Yeah, they finished fourth. Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is going beautifully.
Yeah, good. That's both of us.
That's a combo.
Two and a half.
That's a combo. Brandon Stasevic is the one that everyone's really excited about. I haven't even had a chance to use the other buttons.
Well, do you remember what they are?
Yeah, kind of. Anything could happen.
Okay.
Yeah, Brandon Stasevic. I know Brandon Stasevic very well. When he came from WA, I did a story with him before he got drafted. Fantastic kid. Fun story. Spent about 2 hours at his house.
Mm.
And then we went to another location to shoot him having some kicks. His mum made us all sandwiches.
Oh, nice.
So thank you, Brandon Stasevic's mum.
What was in the sandwich?
Chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken and salad, I reckon. And they were good. Mm. Like, it was good quality. Like, a bit of skin in there, you know, like. It was clearly
extra flavor.
Yeah, it wasn't dry at all.
Mm.
Another reason to love Brandon Stasevic. And he's a really good kid. Really good kid.
That helps.
Yeah, he was already a man at that point. So I think he's going to play a lot of footy. The concern would be maybe they've tried to turn him into a lockdown defender.
Okay.
Just watch the space.
Yep.
Yeah, just really need to watch that role.
Yep.
Fine for salary caps. He's going to make some money. He's going to play. But just beware if you're drafting him high and in a draft league for keepers and stuff, just check the role.
Yep.
Check the role.
No, fair enough.
Anyone you want to talk about from Brisbane?
I wanted to mention Jared Lyons. I just think that he averaged 97 last year.
He did.
He will be one of my primos this year. I'll spend
really?
Money. Yeah.
In AFL Classic?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. I like the upside in him. I think he can uptick a little bit.
I don't agree.
Don't you?
No.
What do you think?
That was peak Jared Lyons.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the best version of Jared Lyons you're ever going to get.
Oh. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you also think they're going to finish about eighth or ninth?
Yeah.
Apparently.
All those Brisbane fans are going to just come at me.
Well, yeah.
There's so many of them.
They don't lose many up there.
That's true.
It's always a big home advantage.
Callum Archie.
Yes.
Top 10 draft pick.
Yes, Archie.
Another young man that I've been at his house.
Oh.
You got to... It was for a story. You know, he's got four brothers. One of them is an astrophysicist.
Jesus.
Another is a surgeon. Yeah.
And then two of them play footy.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
And then there's a younger one who nothing's happened yet. He's still developing.
So there's five of them or four of them?
Five all up.
Four brothers, sorry. Yeah. You did say that.
Yeah. Okay. And there's a little kid.
So
God knows what that kid's going to be.
Do you think...
President?
do you think there's an upside here?
I do. He's a top 10 draft pick. I don't know why it never worked out at the Gold Coast. I love watching him play. He moves so smoothly. He's a really good kick of the footy. He reads the ball well. But similar, almost similar to his brother, Brandon, who's now at West Coast, and he's been at Port Adelaide, never really just found a
spot.
They're
a fantastic size, right? They're a bit taller than that.
But because of that, no one really has given them, hey, this is what you are. But Brendan Archie can't... Is Brandon or Brendan? It's Brandon?
Give me 2 seconds.
You look that up while I'm talking. They just kind of drift around. Now, it sounds like Brendan. It sounds like Brisbane is going to put him into a defensive role. He was taking all their kickouts in that clash against Gold Coast that we heard from on Twitter last week.
Yeah.
So that was encouraging. Taking kickouts is encouraging.
Yep.
And he was playing as a defender, lockdown defender. So he's an interesting one to watch, I think.
I like it.
But you've got to keep an eye on those top 10 picks who haven't quite bloomed yet for whatever reason.
Especially if it's 3 or 4 years in the system or they've played that.
I just can't figure out why Gold Coast didn't want him, and that concerns me.
Gold Coast are,
but they need
it's just Gold Coast, right?
I know, but what a waste. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't think there's anyone else. Oh, just drifting back to Sydney, another guy I'm keeping an eye on is Will Haywood.
Yeah.
I've long liked him, and he's the type of player, like a Lipinski last year, that's been around the mark a bit, played a bit of footy, spent a lot of his time forward. I really like watching Will Haywood. I think he's a quality footballer, and quality footballers always get time with the ball. And that's the thing. Like, eventually, Sydney's going to want the ball in this guy's hands, whether or not he drifts out of the forward line for a little bit to get some more possessions. But I do like him.
Especially with Buddy in and out of the team.
Who would have thought there's a world where Sydney are arguably the most interesting fantasy team? Remember, yeah, years ago, they just had no one. You know what I mean?
Ever. But yes.
It's not going to be North.
No.
Just quickly talking about North.
Oh.
The one to watch, obviously, is Boner. Are you excited to watch Boner?
Sure. The desk is
sit
lifting.
Sit up straight in your chair.
The desk is lifting.
What do you think of his haircut on Boner? I'm done. I got nothing left.
Okay.
No, I am looking forward to watching him play.
We're talking about Caleb later.
Caleb? Little Caleb? Didn't he emerge last year?
Oh,
hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
The little fella. Mm. Just untucked.
Trying to find, there he is. What's his price?
Boner?
Yeah.
Aiden
Boner, 333K.
Jeez, that's a bit stiff.
Yeah. Oh.
I was waiting.
That was the best of all six of them.
Thank you.
Well played.
He's obviously the one you're watching for North. As you said, not really fantasy relevant. Haven't been for a long time. There's another guy that they love, Will Walker, who they wanted to give games to last year, but they couldn't. He was injured and banged up. But just keep one eye on Will Walker. That's a deep, deep, deep sleep. That's like my mate, Michael, what is his name? Fredericks. He's not
yeah,
Michael
that
Fredericks.
Guy.
That
no,
guy.
That other guy.
West Coast, we should probably talk about West Coast quickly. A lot of Jared Brander hype.
A lot.
Isn't there?
A lot
of Jared Brander hype. This comes because he's a high pick. He's sort of in that Archie position where no one's quite figured out what he is. Is he a key forward? Is he a back? They're trying him on the wing. I went to their intra-club game last year, this time last year. I remember because we weren't allowed in, so we were shooting our camera through the fence. Right?
So much fence.
Yeah. There was a few of us there, a few from TV stations and just scum of the earth reporters trying to get pictures. But we were trying to do it for the people.
And you're doing it tomorrow?
Probably.
nice.
So Jared Brander, in the first half of this game, he brained them. Jared Brainer.
Oh. Yes, nice.
He kicked five.
He
destroyed the game. Like, it was clear, Jesus. This is Jared Brander's time. He is going to be the man. And then he wasn't. Right? He played in round one, I think, against Brisbane. They got pumped. He got dropped. Played a couple more games for the... I think he played against Sydney. They got pumped. He got dropped. I'm not saying the kid isn't talented.
Yep.
I'm just saying we've seen this before. Beware the hype. And I know everyone really wants him to be good. I get that. But I'm just not all in yet. I'm going to go to this central club tomorrow. I'm going to have another look.
And you're going to be talking about him.
I can understand why people have him on their radar. But just caution, please.
Yep.
The other thing is you've got to find a spot for him. Everyone's saying, well, Chris Marston's spot. Well, I'm telling you who's taking that spot, Tim Kelly.
Mm.
Right? You've got to squeeze Tim Kelly into that.
What can he do this year?
Yeah,
he played his best footy last year.
What, he averaged 97 or something last year? I don't know. I would expect around the same mark.
I
wouldn't be expecting him to do anything more than that. The talk is that he's going to play a lot of forward, like he's going to drift forward a lot, which is interesting, which could mean goals, which could mean a position addition, hopefully, at some point throughout the year.
Yeah.
So he's intriguing, obviously. And he'd be a sexy pick, new team. People like people in new teams. Mm. There's not really anyone else at West Coast that I'm excited about. You could talk me into keeping an eye on Frankie Watson, but as long as Lewis Jett is there, Frankie Watson doesn't have a role. They play a very similar type of role. So Watson, maybe next year, if Jett is on the way out.
What about Josh Rotham? Are you going to play some games this year?
He'll play some games. Yep. He'll definitely play some games. He's ready. So it'll be... I think he might force his way in regardless. Yep. Like he might play ahead of Will Schofield. He might play instead of Tom Cole. Yeah, it'd be interesting. But I just pause on Brander just a little bit. Anyone else you want to talk about? No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You gonna bring up any names?
Nope.
Nope. Just Jared.
I did. I brought up a couple.
Jared Lyons.
Yeah. I did. I brought up a couple. Oh,
real deep dive.
Ringing again.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
A lot of young kids. It's like a creche up there. It's
well, surely some of the investment is going to pay off this year, right? It has to, doesn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? This Gold Coast team this year reminds me of like when they first came in, like when they had so many kids and they're all going to play and it's like, it's just an exciting time. Like Gold Coast is right there on that list of teams that we can't wait to watch in this Marsh Cup, right? You got Raoul, obviously, which everyone's going to have pretty much locked in, and in every keeper league, he's going to go pick one. So he's almost irrelevant. Like as long as he just turns up and, you know, doesn't snap in half. We're all in on Matt Rowe, right?
Yeah, he's not going to be a Sam Walsh, though, is he?
I don't know. Maybe he will.
Okay.
The talk at this time, in the midway through period of last year, was that Anderson and Rowe were every bit as good as Walsh.
Yeah.
That's why everyone was obsessed about these two kids. And so I've got high hopes. Really high hopes. I've spent the last probably 16 hours Googling Noah Anderson constantly and looking at as much vision as I could after I landed pick two. And I'm in. I'm excited. I wish he would shave that wispy little moustache that he has. But other than that, I'm fine with it.
Yep.
There's some deeper ones there. Jeremy Sharp, good West Aussie kid, can kick it a mile. He's going to play on the wing. I think he might play early. Connor, I want to say Budarik.
Oh.
Booty.
Pronunciation.
Budarik. Budarik.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Somewhere in between.
Budarik.
Hey,
go American.
We should probably address my Twitter beef with Hugh Greenwood.
Oh.
Did you catch it?
No, I did not. No, what have you done?
What?
Oh, my.
So.
Are you going to turn into one of those blokes?
I've got a couple of stories about Hugh Greenwood.
Yeah, I bet you do.
So, the Twitter beef. It was when, you know, Champion Data put out those lists of, like, elite players and, you know, he's elite in this category and yada, yada, yada. So there was like a list of 40 elite players and Hugh Greenwood was on it. And when I sort of replied to the thing, I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of good players that are in this list. Some deserve to be here. I'm pretty sure Hugh Greenwood doesn't even call Hugh Greenwood elite. This is what I said.
Yes.
Now, I didn't tag him in it.
Oh, right.
I didn't tag him, but he found it.
Someone alluded him to it.
So, maybe he was looking.
West Australia.
I don't know how he found it. But he didn't take kindly to that. Started rattling off his statistics. We ended up sort of calming it down after a while. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at his Footy Wire profile. He says his origin is Perth Wildcats.
Yes, now that's the story that I have to explain.
No, but
that's part two of this story.
Surely the origin here is like what football club he started at.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Anyway.
So the Twitter beef with Hugh Greenwood was real. But
did he have a dip? So what did he say?
Well, I said to him, I said, if you're elite again this time next year, I'll wear a Hugh Greenwood Guernsey on the podcast.
Oh,
I'll
nice.
Do it.
Oh, nice.
And I'll have him on.
Hang on a minute.
What?
Are you supposed to be wearing something? What are you supposed to... Oh, I've forgotten. What are you supposed to be wearing?
I'm not telling you
anything. Oh, what is it?
This is for you to figure out.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and listen.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen.
I've forgotten.
Damn it. So the second part of the Hugh Greenwood...
You've lost me. I'm out now.
Story.
I was out before.
Is when he was... So he was going to play for the Perth Wildcats. This is going back about 4 or 5
clearly,
years.
According to this.
So he was training... He'd come back from college. He was training with them. And myself and Nick Rinn, actually.
Oh.
He was a reporter at the time, not the big boss that he is now.
Big chef. Strutting
we
around today.
Together. He was the print journal. I was the TV journal. We were sitting down to do a one-on-one or a two-on-one with Hugh Greenwood. We did this exhaustive interview, 30 minutes, talked about everything. He was great, really kind. Anyway, putting the story together that afternoon, and Nick rings me and he goes, have you seen this thing on Hugh Greenwood? I was like, what? He goes, he's moved to the Adelaide Crows. So the story that we did, he's literally talking about how excited he is to play for the Wildcats. Yada, yada.
Really?
That afternoon, he obviously gets a call from the Crows and say, hey, yeah, we're keen.
Wow.
That's it. Had to change our story a little bit. So that's my two Hugh Greenwood stories.
He actually can play.
Are you buying Hugh Greenwood stock this year?
He's definitely not top 40 elite.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No offense.
And I didn't mean to offend Hugh Greenwood.
Hugh, if you want to have a go
at me,
that's
fine.
He's a good
player. I've always liked him.
Oh, no. He's a good player.
But how can you be elite if you played Sandford a lot last year?
Well, your origin is the Wildcats.
We got to admit it. He got omitted like a few times. I'm not trying to start a war with Hugh Greenwood. I'm saying I like Hugh Greenwood as a player.
He played 14 games last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not interested in buying Hugh Greenwood.
See,
stock.
I am. I do like Hugh. Fantasy-wise, I'm buying him. Mm. Wait, this is a pro Hugh Greenwood podcast. Can we get that out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've got some, like, happy ringtones
or
on
buttons. That. I'll see what this one does.
It's all
some
about
kind
Hugh.
Of music.
All about Hugh Greenwood. There you go.
That's the cheer. That's for Hugh.
That's good.
We love you.
All right. That's good. Is this one time only we're in this studio?
I don't know. Yeah. We're in this room one time only. Mm.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw some names out there.
You want me to comment?
Mm. Ed Richards?
No.
Who's he play for?
Don't know.
Come on. You do know, right?
Bulldogs?
You kind of look like Ed Richards.
Of course I do. Bulldogs? Don't know.
Yes. So Ed Richards, when he first popped onto the scene a couple of years back, I loved him. I was like, okay, I'm loving this Ed Richards kid. They stuck him in a forward pocket. He didn't really do much in that role, but the Bulldogs, we know they play a very fantasy-friendly game. Mm. At some point, this kid's going to get some time in the middle.
Yep.
He's tough. They obviously rate him. So I'm just keeping an eye on what his role is over the preseason. Just one eye. He's easy to see. He's very red hair.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Super red. Yeah.
If he walked past, I'd know him.
You'd know Ed Richards?
Yes, I would.
I don't think you would.
No, I would. I know who you're talking about.
You just see a guy with red hair and you'd be like, oh, is that Ed Richards?
Number does he wear? Don't know.
33? Is it?
28?
No. 34? No, it's not 34. Look it up. Ed Richards. I think it's 30. It's in the 30s, I reckon.
It's in the 20s.
Is it?
Yeah. 20.
Number 20. There you go. Where we're going beautifully. Angus Brayshaw? Where are you at with Angus? You're buying
it? Well, it can't be any worse than last year, can
it? Okay, so let me put it this way. You're going to get a massive discount everywhere, in drafts, in trades, in salaries. You're getting Angus Brayshaw at his lowest possible price, right?
Yes.
If someone came to you today and offered you Angus Brayshaw in a trade, are you at least looking at the options, or are you just saying, I don't want any part of that?
No, I'd look at the only way for him is to go back up, surely. That's what I said, he can't get any worse. He went from averaging 105 to 88.
Yeah.
Like, he's still a core part of that midfield. He is going to play. He played every game last year.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing's going to happen this year.
And I suppose the hope would be Langdon.
And they were a complete train wreck last year.
Yeah. You add Langdon, you add Tomlinson, two good outside runners. Yeah. We touched on this in the two-minute warning yesterday. So does that mean that Brayshaw can then go back to being an extractor?
I would think so.
They have to play him at his strengths.
Yeah. Did you hold him? Have you got him?
Yeah.
Yeah, got him.
I mean, he's a keeper.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch him in salary. That was just too hard last year. Remember my bold prediction last year was that he would be the highest scorer?
I remember that.
Far out. Jesus.
What was the bet? What did you bet? Yes.
I can't remember what the
picture in front of me.
I don't think it was a bet. It was just a friendly statement.
Absolute bollocks. If I lost that, you would have been ringing me today. Don't forget to do this.
Yeah, that's
Let
true.
Let me find the golf jumper.
That wasn't the bet. The bet wasn't about Brayshaw.
Oh, it was over under average. That's right.
Yeah. Toby? What about Toby McLean? We've somehow diverted to like the most disappointing players from last year.
Oh, there's plenty of upside.
There has
some
to
of
be,
these
right?
Guys.
Toby McLean has to be better than last year. He just has to be. I'm very intrigued as to what his role will be. The Bulldogs are a bit of a mess for me in terms of they've got so many guys that we all kind of want to be playing the same roles. Like McLean, we want Lipinski in there. As I said, we kind of want Ed Richards to be playing some midfield. Tasty. We want to see what Caleb's doing. Is he, you know, is he up and about? Is he flaccid?
Well.
How is he looking? Here's one from left field. Jack Lukosius.
I'm getting stared at, by the way.
By
who? Some dude in a white t-shirt. He's like looking at us like as if we're still in here and he was angry about it.
Oh, well, he can wait. Jack Lukosius?
Yes. I think you'll have a good year. I actually think you will be good.
Yeah.
But not all, this is the problem with GC, right? Not all of them can be good.
If you had Jack Lukosius and you wanted a new team name, you could do something like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You could. That was good. You should give yourself a button for that. Nice.
That's pretty good.
That was actually
I'm not
good.
Sure you'd have the letters wouldn't probably, they probably wouldn't allow you to write one that long.
I wouldn't
have
thought so.
But I do like him. I generally just like him as a player. And that goes back to my rule of trying to pick guys who are good players.
Yep.
In your particularly in your keepers. Like you want guys who they want to have the ball in their hands. So he's one I'm really keen on. Matt Schoenberg.
Yes.
Just a watch. We've always loved his fantasy game. It's obviously he's got four knee reconstructions now.
Is he fit at the moment?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Touch wood. He probably just did a fifth ACL as we were having this conversation.
Probably. Dylan Robertson.
As yes.
A left field one.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think he's worth the risk, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
has fantasy game.
You're going to risk him alongside Doherty in your defensive
Here's
line?
The thing with the St Kilda defenders. You've got Caulfield, who started to show something late last year.
He did.
Got Hunter Clark, who definitely showed a lot last year, although he's probably more of a pure mid at this point.
I don't think he'll hold his score, but that's okay.
Yeah. Ben Long, who they've been playing off halfback, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Josh Battle. Like, what's Josh Battle doing? You know I love Josh Battle, by the way. We should probably talk more about Josh Battle. And who are we actually talking about? Dylan Robertson. So how does Robertson squeeze into that? He's in the leadership group.
Don't make it work.
Will they? Are they just humouring him? What about Jimmy Webster? Where does he fit? You know, like there's a lot of dudes there. That's my one concern.
Similar types.
Problems. And when Jimmy, for instance, was playing that role, he was great.
Yes.
But I owned Jimmy for a long time. Sometimes he didn't.
Oh, no.
Sometimes he was locked
very
down.
Hot and cold. Yep.
But when he was playing that loose guy and he was using his feet, like it was fantastic. But we need to know who is that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily buying the Ben Long hype. If he might show up tonight and it make me look silly, but I'm not quite there yet. He'd be one of those guys that I'd be like, don't let the preseason fool you just yet.
I've got a couple more.
Ooh.
The Cats. So the Cats are, I reckon the Cats are very interesting this year.
Really?
Well, with
I don't
Kelly,
think they're interesting at all.
Don't you?
No. Nope.
Kelly leaving. So what can Parfitt do? What can Cockatoo do?
Cockatoo's injured again.
What's going to happen to Selwood? Oh, he is too. What happened?
Yep. Hamstring.
It's 6 weeks or something, I think.
It
doesn't matter. He's out.
He's just been pulled back. You can't do it. I had him high on my radar for keepers. I was looking at him. He's available in our league, as he would be in most. But you just have to put a line through him, don't you?
So Parfitt was something like Papley for me last year. I was going to have a big year.
Parfitt's the world's biggest tease.
Yeah.
He's the world's biggest tease. I'm not saying he won't get there, but far, it better be this year, right?
Yeah.
Who else are you interested in Geelong?
Do you think Selwood can do anything this year? This is why I'm asking.
I don't see this. I keep seeing him in people's teams.
I'm just asking.
But did anyone watch him play last year?
Yeah, it was horrific.
Joel Selwood has been a fantastic player.
Yes.
He is not that anymore.
Okay.
He is on fumes. So unless he has suddenly been given some fantasy-friendly role that I don't know about, he can only play one way. You know what I mean? He's
kamikaze.
A hard nut
kamikaze.
In the middle. Like, he doesn't have it anymore. I know the price is cheap. I'm not buying any Joel Selwood stock anywhere.
Neither am I. I'm just asking the question.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, the answer is no.
Passionate.
Yeah.
Real passionate.
Are you? You don't want him either?
No.
Okay. Was I clear enough?
Yeah, it was really clear. Probably as clear as Hugh Greenwood was.
What about Marlon?
Got to play, right? Surely. Yeah. You can't just play one game like that and then not play the next year.
Apparently he's very good in this morning's intra club.
Yeah. Had one this morning.
He was on the headline. Okay. Pickett Stars. Pretty excited. I'm keeping him.
So that was my next question.
Yeah.
He's a great footballer.
Yes, and he's an obvious pick in Classic. He's bought Baseman Price and he's an obvious pick in Supercoach, Baseman Price. The question is whether he's going to be a draft guy or not. He's 27, so you're buying him, you're not getting years and years out of him. If he was 21, you'd be like, yeah, absolutely, I'll take the chance. But the 27 thing is, you need him to be good right away.
That's okay.
So I'm holding him based on that grand final.
You're only as good as your last game.
Correct. And look, it was a blowout, but he did a lot of things in that game, and he didn't have a lot of game time.
But he did the stuff when it needed to be done.
He did.
Like, yes, it was a blowout, but his third quarter was crazy.
I think he showed he's good enough. Yeah. He's going to play. Would he average more than 70?
Yes.
You reckon?
Yeah, 70-odd. I think 70 is about the mark.
I think he's going to have that 70 to 80, yeah. Similar to a Tom Papley. This guy.
I was going to make a comment, but I'm not going to.
Don't be ageist.
All
right. We've only got about 10 minutes left.
The youngest person in the building, apart from you.
We got 10 minutes left.
Have we?
Yeah. Let's rattle off.
What's the death stairs about?
I don't know. People are angry.
Maybe he's looking at my guns.
People are angry. Your guns? You don't deserve that. I didn't press that button.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what you deserve.
I can't believe we got sound drops.
Some other names on the radar. Devin Robertson. My concern is with Dev is he's not going to play. Another young man I've been to his house.
Oh, Jesus. Like a priesthood. Yep, keep going.
Oh.
Sorry, who said that?
Do you know who is a watch for me? People are going to laugh.
If they know who he is.
Grant Birchall.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
I actually saw his name when we were looking at Brisbane. I was like,
Yeah. I mean, we know he's been injury prone, but in his prime, I was a big Birchall guy. I loved Birch.
Look who you're talking to.
Mr. Birchall.
He was one of my first picks.
Your middle name is Birchall. Years.
Well, I might as well be.
Your first name is Grant.
I also look like him.
I do look a bit like Grant.
Of course I do.
I just think it's like the Hodge rolls. They need someone to play it. If he's loose, we know he's a good user. It's just his body. That's all it is. But if you're in a draft league and you're sitting in that sort of last couple of rounds and you need a last on-field defender, he's definitely in the mix, right?
Yes, I reckon he is.
Yeah, and then you just play it safe and get another decent guy to have on the bench.
Jacob Townsend, random name. I'm hearing lots about him in the preseason. Intra-clubs and stuff. Have you heard anything?
He's never had a fantasy game. Why are we suddenly interested in Jacob Townsend?
Because he's cheap.
Yeah, so maybe for classic,
you make some money from him?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? I'm staying clear of Essendon.
Yep.
I do not like Essendon as a fantasy team. I haven't for a long time.
Very, very long injury list. Again, we haven't even started.
They're wildly inconsistent. Yep. I don't want any shares in Essendon. I don't want to be sitting there watching Essendon games going, please, Mason Redmond, get a kick. Like, I don't want any part of that.
Yep.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I just think... with what's going on with them throughout last year and now what I'm hearing through the preseason, things like roles and stuff, which you need confirmed to be investing in blokes, it's going to be a chill craft, right? Like,
absolutely.
Tom Mitchell back in the game. We haven't even talked about him today.
We don't need to.
Okay.
He's my life is going to be so much better this year with Tom Mitchell in it.
Oh,
do you know that?
I perfectly agree.
I had to spend the whole year last year just watching him sit on the bottom of my keeper league list, just... languishing.
I'm with you.
I'm so excited. It's tonight.
It is
I'm
tonight.
I'm so nervous too. I'm so nervous.
What is going on here?
Oh. Josh Battle. Can we get back to Josh Battle?
Oh, of course.
Where are you on Josh Battle?
Look, I think you love him a lot.
Have I told you my story about last year?
I think you might have.
When I went to St Kilda?
Yes, you did. And
I'll just reiterate for some people.
The dude behind the desk.
No, it wasn't the dude behind the desk. It was... someone on their list, on their list team.
Oh.
So I was talking to someone at St Kilda last year when I was there to do some media stuff. And I asked him, I said, who's going to be your best player in 5 years? And he said, well, it'll be either Jade Gresham or Josh Battle.
Oof.
And my ears just pricked up. You know, he got 100 three times last year.
Oh, yeah, I do. I think we did a fair bit of a good story on him.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, we talked about him.
Yeah, no. We went in depth. He was... see, he's the type of guy who I think that is the type of guy that we should be keeping an eye on for the breakout, the full breakout.
Okay.
You know, like the Dawsons and the Lipinski.
What season is he in?
I think this is year four, maybe, or three.
Let's have a look.
He's playing tonight. Interesting. There's some talk about him playing more of a midfield role.
Really?
On the wing. He's a very good runner.
Mm.
So that's interesting. I think I've pretty much covered everyone on their list. Like, there's a lot of guys here, but... It's his fourth season, yeah. We like that. We do like that a lot. Some other guys. I'm just going to rattle them off quickly because we're almost done. Callum Brown, I'm keeping an eye on at Collingwood. I really like him. I think he's going to be a good player. Jack Martin, obviously, I want to see what that role is. Very exciting to see him in a team, you know, that's a bit more, hopefully, use him a bit better in terms of his fantasy perspectives.
Well, just good in general.
Mitch Georgiades at Port Adelaide, just a watch. Might not score enough, but he's going to play. Cam Ellis-Yolman in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Always been just a tease when it comes to fantasy. Tom Green at GWS.
Yep.
If he plays early, we like him. I just don't think he's going to. Riley Collier-Dawkins.
Fit him in.
Two mums. GWS. Riley Collier-Dawkins.
Okay. Yeah.
Two names as well. Collier-Dawkins.
Yeah.
I mentioned Budarik, didn't I?
Yeah.
Tom What's Williamson. Connor. Mm. Tom Williamson. At,
yeah.
At Carlton.
Yeah.
Do you know who he was before?
No.
I was like, yeah. James Aish at Fremantle.
So I say it with confidence and then you don't ask me.
Connor Blakely at Fremantle.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about Connor quickly before we go?
Yeah.
Make Connor the last thing we talk about.
Well, hopefully.
So Trent Rivers at Melbourne, Lachie Ash at GWS, Bailey Williams at West Coast is a deep watch as a backup for Nick Nat.
Real dope.
Yeah, let's quickly talk about Connor Blakely because we've had a lot of, oh, man, we've got the questions. We've got so many, too. We've got 8 minutes to get through this.
Connor had 2 years of 91 and then a 75 last year, a bit of regression, but he's never played full seasons either, be my concern about investing in him too
much. Yeah, I think he's going to have a better year. I think he's going to be off the leash a little bit without Ross there.
Are we going to see a more offensive style from them? Do you think?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, 100%.
That'd be nice. If you're a Freo fan, I'd be excited about that.
Yeah, so we've got some questions. Anthony Alol wanted to know about Caleb Sarong. We talked about him. I reckon he plays round one. Scoring, not so sure, but he was pretty good at the lower level.
Yeah.
South Ost, all the question marks, long-term listener. Just wrote Valenti. We talked about him in depth. That's good. Michael, 76 points, asks, when you shower, do you wash below your knees?
Probably only consciously if I've been gardening or mowing the lawns. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, I don't tend to. Sometimes.
If I've been out doing gardening stuff, yes.
Yeah, if otherwise, the feet need it.
No.
Because they're in the water.
Not regular.
But they're already in the water.
The cop on the soap all from
exactly.
the top anyway.
The soap's coming down. It's on the floor. Like, you're kind of self-washing. Yeah. You don't have to do it.
Does he?
I don't know.
Yeah. Good question.
Nick Paratori. Is Brander an option this year? Is he best 22? We talked about him in a fair bit of depth.
Yeah, he's an option, but he's probably not best 22.
Connor Duffy, who benefits from Beams' exit, and what happens to Sheed with Kelly's arrival? I've got some slight concerns about Dom Sheed. I reckon his scoring might regress a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
And Beams' exit, I guess it's your usual suspects, Braden Sire, or Sear, however you say that.
Mind you, we talked about Collingwood last year and we said that with all those guys there, someone had to drop and barely anyone did.
Well, Tom Phillips did drop a bit.
Yes.
He did drop a bit.
Yeah, I think Solbron dropped a little bit. But.
The other one to watch is no one is so unsexy, but Chris Mayne consistently scores well.
Oh,
honestly.
So tackling points. We've talked
and
about
you,
tackling
no one's
going
to take him in your draft. You'll get him for nothing.
Yes.
Brayden, is it just me or are other West Coast fans excited to see how Fremantle go this season with Longmuir at the helm and a bunch of new elite talent set to feature prominently throughout the season? And you're a West Coast fan. Are you excited by Fremantle?
Oh, I'm excited for them, absolutely.
I'm excited to watch them fantasy-wise,
yes.
For sure.
Oh, and I just think if they change their game style, it will benefit everybody.
Ashley Little, Stagash, can we shut down the Brander chat? It's not going to happen. He's not playing on a wing. It won't happen. Going with the 22 who will actually play round one guide, he doesn't make the team.
We've talked about him.
That's why I'm apprehensive. John Smith, Fenn is a flog.
Yes.
Says, Fenn seems like the type of guy that would still call it the Wizard Cup.
Probably.
Or the Ansett Cup.
Ansett, that's old.
Footy sausage, will Eagles look to be more attacking with Kelly joining? Not necessarily more attacking, but they will use him in an attacking role.
Yes.
Will they drop Hutchie, potentially at times? When he tags, he's fine, but when he plays Marston's role as decoy wing, holding width and covering
Didn't
space,
work.
It's an issue because his go-to move is to hold up play, then sky the ball to no advantage. I tend to agree with everything Footy sausage has said.
Accountability is two ways these days.
Bale says, what da fuck is going on with Blakely?
Mm.
Footage and images suggest he's not playing defence under Justin Longmuir. He's not. He's playing midfield.
Good.
Watch this space.
Mm.
Humper says Beams didn't play after round 9.
A lot of questions. When did you put this out?
The other day.
Oh.
Beams didn't play after round 9 last year. No one benefits, in my opinion, because it was the same as what they played with from round 10 onwards. I tend to agree. Said Stevenson may also come back into that middle mix. Degoe missed a lot of footy. This is true.
Degoe definitely wasn't fit.
Correct. I think that might be
I can't believe we're back. I can't believe we got asked to come back.
Yes, that's it.
I'm stunned. I'm happy, but I'm stunned.
Thank you again to
can't
Mazda.
Can't believe we got a soundboard.
It's incredible. I know. Which, what does this button do? Birds.
That's not Mazda.
Thank you to Mazda again for sponsoring the podcast Hardball Gets Show. The game tipping, it opens at some point late next week. As I said, early registrations. You go in the draw thanks to Thirsty Camel to win $10,000 sporting travel voucher. That's really good.
That's a good price.
Go anywhere with that.
Yep.
Thank you, Grant Fenn. We won't be here next week because I'm away.
Oh.
But we'll be back the week after to digest all Marsh Cupness that we have looked at here today.